Today from the Ohio Newsroom, how Ohio celebrates New Year's in style. Today from the Ohio Newsroom takes you around the state, connecting you with news and neighbors all over Ohio. I'm Claire Roth. As the clock strikes midnight tonight, millions of people around the world will be eagerly watching as the iconic ball drops at Times Square in New York City. Some Ohio communities have taken that tradition and made it their own. The Ohio Newsroom's Kendall Crawford reports.
Each New Year's Eve, thousands of people in Port Clinton affix their eyes on a 600-pound fiberglass fish. Cheers erupt as a crane slowly lowers Wiley the walleye.
Port Clinton, we're about to drop a walleye out of the sky.
It's the Lake Erie Side City's annual New Year's Eve celebration that's lasted more than a quarter of a century. Organizer Christina Tilson says around 7,000 people ring in the new year with Wiley.
We are considered the walleye capital of the world, so why not drop a fish?
Tilson says the Fishy Festival is one of the state's longest-standing New Year's Eve events, but they're far from the only community that gets creative. Many Ohio towns use the last night of the year to rally around what's important in their community. In Marion, that's popcorn.
It's always been a popcorn hub for not only the state, but also the world.
Thanks to Wyandotte Snacks, the North Central Ohio city was once a top exporter of the movie snack. So in 2008, they created an illuminated ball that looks like a kernel of popcorn to drop at the stroke of midnight.
That's a heritage. That is what we try to keep alive and letting people know that, hey, we're still proud of where we came from.
And they're not the only ones that congregate around popped kernels. Chagrin Falls, a suburb of Cleveland, drops the real deal, a 6-foot, 200-plus-pound ball of actual popcorn. Other Ohio communities take the night just to celebrate their favorite local cuisine. Once every 5 years, the village of Elmore in Northwest Ohio drops an 18-foot glowing sausage, preceded by a sausage-eating competition, of course. And in Lakeside, a historic neighborhood in northern Ohio, they drop donuts. Carol Reinhart and her husband, Ron, began the sweet tradition as a joke.
My husband put a bag of powdered sugar donuts on a fishing pole and dropped them at midnight. And that was the first donut drop.
They decided to turn it into a community event with free donuts from a local bakery. That second year, more than 100 people huddled together to eat pastries and watched as an inflatable donut on a string was lowered in the center of Lakeside.
This crowd of people just showed up, and we started cutting donuts in half because we knew we didn't buy enough.
Some communities, like Dayton, embrace a traditional ball drop. Others just alter the tradition slightly to better fit the feel of their towns. In Lancaster, their New Year's Eve ball is entirely made of glass ornaments to reflect the city's history as a glass manufacturer. Amanda Everett with Destination Downtown Lancaster says each ornament is handcrafted by residents.
It feels good that we have something that's decidedly Lancaster and local, and it truly does feel very much like we're living in a Hallmark holiday movie.
Regardless of what's being dropped, whether it's fish, ornaments, or bratwurst, many small Ohio cities have come to count on these countdowns to ring in the new year with a celebration of their community. For the Ohio Newsroom, I'm Kendall Crawford.
That's all today from the Ohio Newsroom. Happy New Year's. We'll talk to you in 2025.